Palmchi Palace.
Okay, you guys are fucking jazz idiots, because I literally, the thing that I was trying to play was literally...
Was that?
The Archie's Palmchi Palace theme song. I have it downloaded.
That was, I actually really like that part.
And what I said after it was literally only funny part of the show.
Jazz hands.
I disagree. I really like the show. I have enjoyed it thoroughly.
I thought it was okay.
Let's start with what it's about. How about that?
Podcast with AK and Grumpy Gus. Hey there, my name is Ori.
Come and join the bus. I don't know.
I just want to let you know that was not a bad theme song.
I pitched that theme song like a year ago.
Did you? Well, a year ago we weren't doing this, so. What's going on, everybody? My name is AK the Extraordinaire, and today we have another episode of the Plotcast, and I think we're in season three.
We're back for season three. Woo!
And I'm here with my two co-hosts, Grumpy Gus and Ori. Say hi to the people.
Yo!
There we go. And I just want to let you guys know, very hot in my room. Sweating for the Plotcast, but you know what? We are here for commitment and dedication.
And quality.
And quality.
So, real quick, with season three, you mentioned the promise to quality. I also wanted to talk about... kind of changing it up a little bit. Instead of it strictly just being a review, I want these to be like audio drama discussions and like audio drama talk instead of just like, because we used to talk a little bit more about like news and things that was going on in audio dramas, and I think we should bring that back a little bit because there's been a lot of talk around it. And I also think that we're not really sitting here at the end of the day saying like 5 out of 7 stars, like...
That is true.
You know, all that stuff that we're kind of...
Start starring things?
That's what I'm saying. We don't do that. They're not just strict reviews. We're, like, discussing the plot points and all that kind of stuff. So I think that we should just refer to them as, you know, it's the Plotcast fiction podcast talk, you know?
I mean, we are the Plotcast. There's no reviews in there.
Yeah. So...
But yeah, I completely agree with that. I'm down for some discussions. I think that's what we usually do anyway, and we just kind of hide it over the moniker of a review.
Yeah, because it's easier to call it a review. But we're not just reviews. I don't want to just be reviews.
And the only thing that makes our show a review is that we either say it's good or it's bad to us as individuals. But I think
right. Out
of all the shows that we do talk about, we always recommend that you give it a listen, a fair listen, for most shows.
Yeah, so are we an opinionated discussion?
Yeah. I mean, we're like dissecting them. You know, it's like that thing you used to do in English class with books.
Podcast fiction.
Jazz hands.
Yeah.
Jazz hands.
I should be putting fiction in front of podcast.
Fiction podcast.
Fiction podcast surgeons, because we're dissecting.
Surgeons. I see.
So Gimlet put out a show called Two Princes. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I haven't listened to it yet, but it looks good. There's been a lot of talk about it. And it's LGBTQ kind of centric cast, which is really interesting too. So not only is it more representation for the genre, but it's also another big name in the audio fiction area kind of putting out this show that's getting a lot of buzz in the world, which is fantastic.
Ooh, can we listen to it?
Yeah,
it's only 8 episodes. They all came out at once, so I assume the season or the story is done.
Yep. Yeah, we can listen to it next, actually. I think it would be a good palate cleanser.
Yay.
Gimlet's fantastic anyway. So also, Alien 3 got turned into an audio drama, which is generating, the movie, it was a re-adaptation, so the movie had come out, but the,
so the directors in the UK decided to, like, rewrite this completely, reimagine it, and then put it out as an audio drama that's, like, immersive, and just like the movies, but there was some things that made them lead into audio drama, which was really cool to read in that article. But it's fantastic because it's opening up new mediums for people who are already fans of larger franchises. So, like, if you're looking for continued content from either the Alien franchise or Wolverine now, or if you're looking for something that you know, was such a big name, like The Message when it first came out from GE. All of these things are huge boons to the genre and the medium, because you're getting more people who may not listen to podcasts or fiction podcasts specifically, but are fans of these overarching franchises, coming into the audio space and realizing how fantastic it is, which thus in turn increases the audience base, which, you know, increases more franchises getting involved and, you know, helps to grow the medium as a whole, specifically as a business enterprise. And although there are a lot of people that, specifically creators of indie podcasts, don't necessarily want larger names coming in here and making quote unquote the Hollywood version of audio dramas, I see it as a very beneficial thing for the industry. So it's pretty cool to see an Alien 3 audio drama.
So in true Plotcast fashion, Ori, take it away. Tell us what we're talking about today and what it's about.
We're talking about King Falls AM, KFAM, a radio station.
A radio station.
You are so close, it's so far. And we lost him.
I think he died.
So, Gus, take it away, because I guess we lost Ori. What happened?
In true Plotcast fashion, I will explain the actual premise.
Sorry, I cut out.
In true Plotcast fashion, Ori returns.
Ori returns after making some beans, stirring some beans.
And hitting his toe.
Classic Ori. So what we were saying when you cut out, Ori, is that in true Plotcast fashion, I will go ahead and explain what the premise of the show is after you fuck it up.
Yeah.
Oh, after I fuck it up. Did I already fuck it up?
Well, because you disappeared for like 30 seconds, so we just assumed you were done.
Ori, you ended with Kings Falls AM is a radio station, and then you just cut out.
Yeah, that was it.
Worst timing possible.
And so we were like, okay, then, thank you.
Awful.
Yes. That's exactly what I was going for, guys. It's a radio station.
Yo, Ori, did you see Gus's tweet today? He was like so excited to listen to King's Falls, or so excited to review King's Falls AM tonight. Listen to the whole show.
I should have tagged the guy that said something on Twitter in the first place.
Oh, it was great. I was going through my feed and I was like, oh, this guy right here.
Dude, they retweeted it. They retweeted it and they said that is dedication.
You know what? I think regardless of your opinions, they'll at least respect you now.
For listening to the whole thing.
100%. I mean, you're just adding to their listener count. What are they at? 10 million listens?
11.
11 million? You're 88 of them.
Technically, I went back multiple times and listened to the Archie's Palm Tree Palace thing, so who knows if that counts as a listen.
Hey.
Archie's Palm Tree Palace. Jazz hands.
So let's get right into it. So, Ori, tell us what it's about.
It's about a lot of weird things. No, it's a...
Did you hear the sigh?
So this podcast starts in a little town called King Falls, and there's a radio show run by Sammy and Ben called King's Fall... KFAM, King's Fall AM.
It's called the Sammy and Ben Show.
It's called the Sammy and Ben Show on KFAM. My bad. No, it's my bad. That was stupid of me. I'm sorry. I've been listening for the past, 2 weeks. I should get this right. You're right, Gus. I'm an idiot.
Oh my God. Okay. Jesus Christ. That went a little farther than I thought it would.
Thank you. But Sammy and Ben are in this little town and they are the AM talk shows of a radio, and this town, a lot of just paranormal and weird stuff happens. They're on from 2 to 6 a.m. in the morning, so you wouldn't think they have too many listeners, but apparently the whole town's awake, so everybody's listening to this show, and they have a lot of people calling in with weird stuff happening. So it's basically breaking news, but they're not there for the news. They are listening to it and talking to the people that it's happening to. So there's lots of things that happen in this show. I think there's lots of different plot points that happen in the show. Gus, what do you think?
I think there are quite a lot of different plot points that happen in this show. However, they don't actually manifest until a lot later on, which was one of my reservations kind of going into this. Like AK mentioned, I was on Twitter asking if people needed to listen to the entire series to like know what it's about, you know, because like it's 88 episodes right now, and they're still coming out with new ones on the 1st and 15th of every month.
Oh, really?
And so, yeah, there's going to be a new one in a couple days.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I like it.
And so, I mean, they've definitely kept up with it, and like it's a huge undertaking to get through. I think it's even longer than We're Alive now. No, We're Alive was 126. Yeah, We're Alive was 126.
They're catching up.
They're catching up. They're almost there. And so when you go into this event initially, it's very much a talk show about the news and strange paranormal in a small town. Essentially like Welcome to Night Vale in that vein. And so it seems like it's more loose plot points that are related, and you might not necessarily need to listen to the entire thing. And yes, or you're correct, that was one of the reasons that I disliked the show going into it.
Yeah, I know.
That's fair.
but when you stick with it, around episode 40 or so, it really starts to get the story going.
But is 40 too late?
The show, even early on, still had the effect, like, I still wanted to listen and find out the things that were happening. Like, it made me want to find out where it's going, because it piqued my interest enough, but I also know where you're coming from. Like, it didn't really have a hard line, like, plot and story that to follow, and a lot of it was just random happenings that didn't really have too much of a connection starting off. But I think they were just making the show longer, man. They did find their groove.
But is 40 too many episodes before you connect the dots?
See, that all depends on the listener.
Yeah, it does. I mean, people love Welcome to Night Vale style, and this kind of style has been done a bunch in different audio dramas, so it's a familiar one that I think people will, you know, be attracted to, and they'll find a place to listen easily, you know, but I'm not personally a fan of that style. So when we went into it, I was just like, I was a little turned off.
Well, without listening to Welcome to Night Vale, I did think that both Sam and Ben were quite personable, and they alone were enough to keep me engaged, you know, through majority of the show, and the supporting cast was strong, especially Archie.
Mm-hmm.
Love him.
I think the supporting cast was probably the highlight in my opinion. If we're comparing it similarly to Arden, I think they had a lot of the same issues with the actual back and forth on the radio. There was a lot of bickering, and so for some reason to me that kind of gets tuned out. But once they got to talking to the actual people on the phones, it was pretty enjoyable.
Yeah.
I really want to yell at people with things that Herschel says.
Herschel is the bass champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
The old man. Herschel F. Baumgartner didn't fight through World War II and other wars just to, you know, all that
stuff. You know, good so-and-so.
Also, like, the classic old man.
He's, like, classic over-the-top.
So he's man. What you're gonna be.
Like, he really goes hard. I don't know. I'm a lot nicer. I don't think my old man voice gets anywhere close to that old man voice. I think it's more of like a crickety old man. Get off my lawn, you damn kids.
See, that was pretty good.
I don't see why the fuck you're here right now rambling on.
Hey, Ben and Ben's friend.
Oh, that was pretty good. That's not bad, Gus.
Gus is getting into voice acting, so I mean, this is just practice for him.
Yep.
So Gus, Let's get right into it. I want to hear why you didn't like the show, because that's what you've told Ori and I.
I think we need to talk about the actual show still.
I want to get to the good part.
I know, but the good part we have to wait to get there.
Well, let's talk about who is Sammy Stevens.
So Sammy is a big radio jock who moves to King Falls kind of unexpectedly, and he just starts this overnight show. And his producer, Ben Arnold, doesn't want to be on the air, but he eventually convinces him to, and they develop a nice rapport back and forth, BFF kind of relationship throughout the rest of the show. And so you see their relationship evolve, as well as some of the strange happenings around the town that all turn out to be connected and things like that. And then as you get further into it, it really does connect into a bigger plot. One of the townspeople goes missing, and, you know, that becomes a recurring theme for a little while. There's a lot of stuff that go on. I mean, you get a nice mix of real town normal stuff, quote unquote normal, like the mayoral election.
Small town.
Yeah, the mayoral election. You really get a sense for the town in terms of like the library, places that people work, you know, what the fuck did they call it? Kingsy up in the lake.
Lake Hatchinhaw.
Yeah, Lake Hatchinhaw. And you really get that spice of life through all of the secondary characters, which, in my opinion, are the standout ones that make the show more enjoyable. Such as Herschel F. Baumgartner, who is an old crotchety man who loves to curse. And when they introduced his full name, that was like the very first time I cracked up at this show.
And Troy.
Yeah, and Troy, the deputy, who calls them almost every night while he's on duty.
Hi, good buddies.
Hey, good buddies.
How's my two best friends doing?
So he's one of the creators of the show, actually.
He sounded like somebody from King of the Hill.
The other creator of the show is Sammy, by the way.
Mm.
In case you didn't know. You sounded like Sammy right then.
Sassy.
Now, don't get your panties all up in a bunch, boys. I'm just calling about my pomchies.
Just me and the puppies. So, yeah, and then, you know, the bigger plot points eventually do connect, and it does really get into a much more interesting plot with... you know, Ben trying to save people from the town, and there's a love interest, and it goes back and forth. There's actually a really strong antagonist that comes in around, like, it's later 40s, early 50s, where I think it really starts to pick up.
Yeah, he's there from the beginning, but, oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, don't point out who it is, but yeah.
Dude, I really do hate it. I want to punch
him. Yeah. I really like...
But he's a good, he's like a good antagonist, but I really hate him. So they nailed that.
I think so too. I think they set it up really well. And yeah, so I mean, the voice acting was very good. I think Ben and Sammy both have really strong talent as voice actors. And I think a lot of the townspeople were, you know, so standout that it was easy to identify every time they called in, you know, what kind of you were going to expect based on what they called. You know, it was just a good, fun time.
It was a fun time. How did you feel about the immersion of, did you feel that the town was an entity of its own when you were listening to the podcast? Because that's, I think, the one thing that I never really completely felt. I got characters, you could get a sense of environment, but I never felt like I was immersed in the town.
Really? It's usually one of the things that this is praised for.
Yeah, I felt fairly immersed.
I guess it's just me.
You know what? You could probably be immersed in the void.
I would like that.
Yeah, so lots of sci-fi stuff. What did you guys think about the quality of the show, the production?
I thought it was great. They did pretty good for sound effects, and all the voice actors' sound quality and everything was on point.
I enjoyed that Sammy came off as an authentic disc jockey Radiohead personality.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the entirety of the show, and that he kept that persona. He didn't break character, kind of how Ben kind of did later, even though he originally wasn't going to be on the show. But outside of that, you know, production was solid. Voice acting was very much quality, and it's a good listen. It's very easy to digest.
I think this is where I start to kind of differ from your guys' opinion, is that I don't think there was much to the show initially. There was very little actual sound effects. I mean, they had the phone call sound effect, but that was pretty much it for the large majority of these.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're a shock jock radio show, you don't have a lot of, like, the sound effects going on.
No, I'm not saying that they should have had, like, the stupid sound effects from...
There was a lot of stuff, sound effect-wise, going on in the background of the callers, though.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of appreciate that. Like, they did a fairly decent job. It wasn't, it was like they were listening to somebody on the phone, which is what the show is about, with them on the radio and them listening to their callers. But you didn't hear as much of it as you would if you know, we were at that character's scene in wherever they were at, on a freeway or in town or whatever.
Right. And I think that's part of why I dislike this framing mechanism, is that you're never really in the moment for the things that you want to be in the moment for.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, you are and you aren't. You're in a radio station listening to the moment, so...
I mean, there were some latter moments in the show where it was a simultaneous, they were on air as an event was taking place simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say that doesn't happen all the time.
There was a couple times where they went outside of the radio and they went into town and, you know, did a live feed from wherever they were at.
I just think that the one problem I had with the show, and I still feel this way, is that they were on air and then half of an episode was just useless garble with a guest or whatever, maybe a caller, and then the other half was important to the plot.
Yeah.
So can you cut out, like, so it's tough to say that it was bad, I just didn't like it, because on one hand you're given this kind of whimsical, you know, fun-loving sort of portion, and then on the other side you're progressing the plot of your podcast. So it's not that I disliked it, but I disliked it.
Okay, so what gets me is I feel like they weren't trying to rush through the storyline, which is fine with me. I actually liked the character building, and even though some of those character building moments are not progressive to the plot, I still enjoyed it for the characters, which is strange to me that you didn't like that, because you love the buildup of characters.
I do, and I also think I like the buildup of characters in context with plot.
Yeah, I told you, it goes hand in hand. This is what we talked about.
It does.
This is true. I just found that as much as I love Archie and Troy and who am I missing? Tim 1 and Tim 2. Anyway.
Doyle.
Sometimes they came on and it just didn't lead to anything, and then maybe a pause or some sort of event happened, and then it led into a plot point. And I think an instance off the top of my head, in the mid to late 40s, Archie came on during their marathon, and he just had a segment, you know, they played his ad, he was talking shit about Tim 1 or Tim 2, and then he just kind of left. And it didn't feel pointless, but it didn't feel like it was necessary to be there. It could have been plugged in anywhere.
Don't you mean Team A or Team B?
Team 1 or Team 2.
guys, don't do this. It's Team 2015, Team 2016. I agree with you, though, okay? I think, I think the Arden effect has an example here. When they started extending the episode lengths is when I think you start getting a little bit more of the filler.
Yes.
And this is something that a lot of the fans on like their subreddit have talked about, especially in the more recent episodes, is that it seems like there's more filler kind of as you get a little bit deeper in. But since we went through the entire thing so quickly, I think we're in a unique case to where the first episodes were essentially all filler. Like there wasn't really any plot progression for the first probably like 15 or so, in my opinion.
But I like those lengths. There's nothing wrong with a show that is a quality 15 minutes.
Exactly. That's what I agree. I think they accomplished a lot in that 15 minutes, and I think it was a good length to continue with.
Because 30 minutes means nothing when half of 40 when half of it is filler. It's like the infamous example of Dragon Ball Z, you know, those long arcs of Goku fighting someone mean nothing when 75% of them just end up being filler and you don't even need to watch them. Just imagine that for four episodes in a row.
Parts that I did start to get frustrated with it was when there was just a lot of bickering between Sammy and Ben, and it usually came into conflict with either Ben's notebook later on or, you know, just little arguments that kind of stemmed between Sammy and Ben. And I think part of my frustration came from the fact that a lot of their how do I describe this? A lot of their conflict in the story arose from sheer misunderstanding and miscommunication between two people that were right next to each other.
Sounds like a personal problem.
It does sound like a personal problem, but it's one of my, I guess, pet peeves about creating drama and conflict in a show is miscommunication leading to frustrating moments, because, like, it's, I don't know, it's just kind of, like, forced where they could easily just communicate, but in these situations, they're going back and forth where Ben's like, I can't believe you did this. And Sammy's like, no, you got to let me listen. And he's like, I'm not going to listen. I can't believe you did it. And he's like, just let me tell you what it was about.
Oh.
And it just kind of goes back and forth and back and forth. And it's just like.
So you felt it was conflict for the sake of conflict?
Yeah, in some instances. But I feel like it just conflict stemming from miscommunication is never very strong, in my opinion. Because if they just shut up and let somebody talk, it would be solved. Particularly with Mr. X and Debbie later on. Mm-hmm. There's full episodes that are almost essentially Sammy yelling at Debbie that he's not going to listen to what she has to say, and her yelling at him saying that there isn't much time, she has to say what she needs to say. And it's just like, why is that a full 20, 30 minutes out of an episode when they could just get to it, you know?
Very strange portions of the show.
And that's where I think my issue with this kind of back and forth filler content came from, is that they could have just cut out a little bit of that. However, I disagree with you in the fact that I think the character call-ins were some of the strongest parts of the show. I don't see the sections where Archie calls in or Doyle calls in and it doesn't progress the plot. I don't think those are detriments to it. I feel like those are the standouts that you want to hear, and then after they hang up, you hear the bickering between Sammy and Ben, and it's not as good.
Isn't that funny?
Which is really, we flip-flopped on this one big time.
We did.
Amazing. And I like everything still.
Supporting cast is really good. Mm-hmm. You can't hark on them. They did a great job. Would you say they carried the show?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it would have gotten really stale had they kept some of the same characters throughout later on as well. Like, I really loved that they introduced the Dark. I think he was hilarious. I think Greg Frickard was a really good character arc that we talked about.
Yeah, Dark was cool.
I really liked the, I'm blanking on his name. The something boys.
Oh.
The Williams boys? Yeah, I knew it started with a W. I really liked that they introduced Jacob Williams later on. He's like, I'm the Dirt!
I really, that episode made me laugh quite a bit. So Gus, what you're saying is you actually laughed at more than one thing in this show.
Oh, no, I kept track. I laughed at 7 things total throughout the show.
That is pathetic.
Oh, my God. You would keep track of something.
I did keep track because...
No, I feel like your list was longer the other day.
No, it was 5 the other day. I added 2 more.
Was it really?
Yeah.
See, you don't like politics, though. There were some funny political moments that they referenced, and I laughed.
There was. I agree with that. Okay, so I feel like with you keeping track, actively keeping track of what you think is funny and you analyzing the show down to a T made it less funny for you because you were analyzing so hard.
Probably. I'm not disagreeing with you, but at the same time, I wouldn't listen to this show for enjoyment. It's not my style of show, and I frankly didn't think it was that funny. So because they called it a comedy, I was like waiting to really laugh at this, and I just kind of kept waiting. And so that's when I started keeping track.
I guess that's fair. Everybody's comedy is a bit different.
As someone that loves comedy, I would not consider this a comedy.
Yeah. See, I'm torn.
It's just, it's not funny enough. And the tone is not whimsical enough to warrant it as being called a comedy, in my eyes, at least.
So you want to hear my list of 7 things?
Yeah. Oh, obviously the Archie theme song.
The Archie Palmchi Palace theme song, the first time that he sang it when the radio broke, that killed me. I died on that one. Creepy Carl's candy van ad towards the beginning. I thought that was really funny. When they introduced Herschel F. Baumgartner's full name immediately after he was cursing. Love that. Doyle and the stoner ghosts. So funny, like the electronics that were haunting his house. The fridge. I like that. Pretty much all of episode 67, which was the episode with the Dark and Jacob Williams when he's in the back of Troy's truck.
That was a great episode.
That was my favorite episode of the show. I felt like it really focused on the characters. Sammy and Ben were quiet for a large portion of it, and we got the back and forth between Jacob Williams hitting on the Dark while Troy was freaking the fuck out. And I think it was a really strong episode. And the 7th one is Cynthia.
Oh, yes.
There were some good chuckles to this show, but I agree with you that it wasn't as funny as it could have been to be classified as a comedy. It's very much more like a, I would say, a slice of life sci-fi type of show.
Yeah, when you call something a comedy, it needs to be consistently funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
consistently.
I can also consider it a, like, I thought things were funny. I didn't overanalyze things. I just listened to it. I enjoyed it, and I laughed at certain, you know, kind of quirky moments that happened. But I also wouldn't consider this a complete comedy. I would consider it more of a sci-fi slice of life, like you said, with, you know, some humor.
I think there are some big standout story arcs that we can talk about too, and we can play the spoiler time theme song here while we get into it.
Spoiler time, spoiler time. If you don't want to hear it, pause this now.
Pause it. Don't go any further. No, no. Don't you... Oh, well, fine. You did it. Idiot.
I think the love interest between Emily and Ben was a very strong plot carrier for the initial episodes, and I think it did a really good job. I think once they got into, like, their back and forth, will they, won't they, it got a little bit frustrating, because again, it became a miscommunication issue again. Almost all of their conflict between characters in this is due to miscommunication, which was just something that kept recurring to me. And so once it kept happening, I kept getting more and more frustrated by it. So their relationship kind of drug on a little bit longer than I think it needed to. And then by the point where it was really good, they had introduced Greg Frickard, and his fantastic story arc, I think, was one of the standout parts, that kind of carried the show in the later episodes.
So weird. Such a weird character. Love to hate him. I honestly don't want to put a bunch of spoilers in this spoiler time section.
Because there's something that happens in 75.
What happens in 75?
Okay, so I have a rant again about this, but all right, hold on. So they essentially say that his ex fiance, who was his partner at the old radio station, which is why he left and decided to come to King Falls, was because he was looking for him, and he came here to try to find, like, an answer to some mysterious phone call that he was getting. And so they get a little bit more into trying to solve what's going on, and then Sammy decides that he doesn't want to be here anymore, and so he might quit. And so that's where the season ends, is with, like, a is-he-gonna-stick-around kind of thing. But you find out about a prophecy called The One that involves Mr. X, the guy that's clearly an alien that's been calling from the Science Institute, because he's on a breathalyzer and, like, dying. For real. Nobody can pick up on that. Yeah, he has a prophecy that the One must close the door to the void. And so they talk about who the One is and all this kind of stuff.
Who do you think the One is?
It's Ben.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
Oh, it's so stupid.
This is literally Gus's worst nightmare come true.
I'm telling you, this is literally the podcaster was important to the plot the entire time.
Aha.
Aha, they have a superpower.
Aha.
Very stupid. But I have a question. So they're on 88 episodes. I don't know if they've talked about stopping at any point in time. I assume with their popularity increasing, they don't really have plans to. Gus, do you know anything more about that? You know?
No, I don't. I know that they started a couple spinoffs, and they had some issues internally. I don't really know any more than that, so I don't want to comment on it, but I know that they had to recast Emily for season 4.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's a different actress. I do not like the new actress. I don't think she has the same chemistry with Ben at all, and their relationship is dead to me.
Oh, I see.
I love their relationship.
I loved old Emily.
But 75 is a good episode. It definitely opens a can of worms for the rest of the season. So I don't think they plan on stopping anytime soon.
Even with the new actress?
Yeah. I mean, you got 11 million listeners. Who gives a fuck if a couple thousand don't really like the new actress?
What happens if, like, a million don't like her?
Then you're probably in trouble.
Yeah. There we go.
I mean, there's still 10 million, right?
Well, those are just... cumulative listens.
Those are
listening numbers. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So,
fair enough.
I'm just saying.
So no. 10 million, 11 million divided by 88.
I can't do math, but that's why I write. I can't write either.
That's true.
Honestly, I think it's worth a listen, but it's definitely one of the, it's like a We're Alive situation. You need to be in it for the long haul. You don't need to binge it like we had done. I think, honestly, it'd probably be more enjoyable if you listened to it over the course of maybe a year. Like, I probably should have done with We're Alive.
As it was coming out, would have been really enjoyable, I think.
But yeah, I guess my final thoughts on the show are pretty much what I've said before. I think that you should listen to it. While I didn't necessarily love it, kind of similar to Gus, and you guys can't see me. When I said similar to Gus, I pointed behind me, as if you were right here. As if we're right next to each other. But it's cool, though. I would definitely give it a listen, 100%. And like I said before, take it at a slower pace.
I would still recommend the show, which is, I'm sure, very surprising coming from me, but I think it was only because it's not my style. I think people would enjoy it, though.
You don't hate it as much as you let on.
You do tend to shit on shows, but then you come back at the very end and you say, hey, I didn't like it, but you should definitely still listen to it. This has happened a few times.
Can I say, I have one final comment that I want to make.
Okay.
That you guys know, and some people on Twitter know, that if, initially it was my prerogative to not listen to all of these episodes in order to review this show, right?
Yep.
I understand why they wanted us to listen to all the episodes to review the show, or at least through 75. Because if we had stopped around 25-30 when I wanted to, I would have just completely disregarded this show and said that I didn't enjoy it and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. But 40 through 60, in my opinion, made up for the rest of it and made it enjoyable enough to where I was pretty positive in this review, I would say.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'd say you were pretty dang positive. I honestly thought you were going to go on some kind of a rant. We don't have time for one of your rants, Gus, so you can't do that now.
Well, let me tell you.
No.
And I guess with that being said, my name is AK the Extraordinaire, and we will catch you all next week,
where we're reviewing Two Princes.
Oh, hello there. I guess since you're here and we've stopped talking, that means the episode is over, and I should probably start doing the outro. The Plotcast was brought to you by us. Seriously. We don't have an advertiser, and we've been working hard to kind of keep it ad-free and to not have to sell you guys any Bombas socks or a website you don't really need. So if you could do us a favor, just share this show with someone who you think would enjoy it. Or go check out one of our other shows, such as How I Died, a murder mystery audio drama that we've been working on for a really long time, or leave us a review on iTunes and all that good stuff. Now it's time for the credits. Our intro and outro music is from Nishkam Joshi on SoundCloud. And special thanks to our buddy Silent Mike Music for putting together our Spoiler Time song with lyrics from Shayna Waring. Check him out at silentmikemusic.com. And I think that's it. Cool. Thank you guys for listening and hope you enjoyed the Plotcast.